My name is Judy Fields. I'm from Deerwood, Minnesota. We are out here for just a short time, but we came especially to see and hear the International Choral Festival, and we are loving every single minute of it.
Leroy Gaskin. I live here in Missoula, my wife and I. I think it's marvelous that a city our size could put on this type of thing. It's just amazing to me.
My name is Jamie, and I'm a volunteer choir liaison for the Taiwanese Formosa Singers. I think it is really cool that there's just so many people of so many different nationalities speaking so many different languages, and everyone can just come together through music.
Far from the common perception that choral music is only sung in churches and schools, are the choirs that performed during Missoula's 2013 International Choral Festival. They came from Australia, Germany, South Korea, Finland, Canada, and the U.S., China, Switzerland, Poland, Taiwan, Estonia, and Costa Rica to sing in packed auditoriums and in city parks for 4 days in July. I'm Terry Conrad, president of Missoula's International Choral Festival. During this hour, we'll be hearing from a few of the choirs and people who participated in the 2013 festival, beginning with Kokopelli, a group of young singers from Edmonton, Alberta.
Enough.
The Missoula International Choral Festival is a nonprofit organization dedicated to promoting artistic excellence, global understanding, friendship, and goodwill through choral music. With the help of a legion of volunteers and host families, the festival has been held every third or fourth year since it was started in 1987 by Donald Carey and members of the Missoula Mendelssohn Club. Since then, Missoula's International Choral Festival has become known throughout the world for its artistic excellence and hospitality. Melissa Blunt served as executive director of the 2013 festival, overseeing thousands of details, including arranging housing for more than 400 choir members.
The host families are the reason this festival works, first and foremost, and we have a pretty good core of host families that have been repeat hosts for many festivals. This time, however, we needed more hosts than we typically have in the past, and we were able to bring in some new host families. And they spend the week, you know, completely committed to this festival because they drive the singers to all the rehearsals and the concerts, and they cook a lot. But they also have an exceptionally intimate festival experience that really isn't available to people that are not hosting. In fact, one host said she felt sorry for people that didn't host because it offered such an intimate experience. I would say that the Presbyterian Church is kind of a standout hosting experience because they took in the Finnish choir, and the Finns were so grateful for the hospitality that they experienced and the private parties that were thrown between the families and potlucks, and they just established very quick, tight relationships with their hosts. And at the end, the choir sang at the church on Sunday at the last day of the festival, a church service, and apparently it was just otherworldly beautiful. And obviously the choir put their heart and soul into it and then had to say goodbye. And I'm just reading stories from hosts about how they're planning to go visit their new friends in Finland, and there wasn't a dry eye at the departure.
Thank you. I'm Luke Sylwestrzak from Poland. This is my first trip to the United States. I'm falling in love with the country, with the nature of all, but I mostly fall in love with people. You know, you are smiling all the time. You are so good and kind for us that we cannot find it in Poland. And I think that, I mean, we must bring this smile back to our country.
I'm Twyla Wolf, and I have the Polish conductor and his interpreter. The conductor really doesn't speak English, and it's been interesting with the interpreter because he is primarily, his second language is French, but we are managing just very well. I've hosted every year except the year that my daughter had a wedding during the week, but it's a wonderful experience with all these different people from different countries, and we've made some lasting friendships over the years, too. I'm happy to be able to be involved.
I'm Marcy Vallejo, and I have six wonderful gentlemen from Poland staying with me, and we've had a blast.
Yes.
My name is Cici. Our choir is the Formosa Singers. It's such a wonderful event. I mean, before coming here, I didn't know what to expect. But after coming here, it's really overwhelming. I mean, to see so many other wonderful choruses around the world and to hear them sing. I mean, yesterday when we were at the Karas Park eating lunch, and to hear all those wonderful choirs singing, it was so uplifting and so exciting to hear them sing with such natural and wonderful and happy voices. And I think that's really one of the best experiences I've ever had.
My name is John Talbot. I was here in Missoula at the time of the first festival in 1987 and was one of the ones that helped it get going. I was a member of the Mendelssohn Club at that time, had also been with the Mendelssohn Club to France in 1985, where we got the idea about a choral festival in Missoula. I guess I've been at every one of the festivals since 1987, and I think that the thing so far that has stood out for me this time is the quality of the singing. I think that David Heidel, who is the music director of our festival here in Missoula, has done an absolutely wonderful job of picking choirs from around the world. It's not an easy job, but I think this one is just superb in music.
Choirs are chosen by the Artistic Committee, headed by David Heidel. In anticipation of this festival, Mr. Heidel traveled to several choral festivals and conferences in Europe and South America to hear a variety of choirs from around the world. Likely candidates were then invited to apply for Missoula's festival. Choirs also apply through the festival website, and some are invited by Artistic Committee members. In all, 20 choirs were invited, and 17 participated in the 2013 festival. One of those was a lively group of students and professionals from Costa Rica. Several youth choirs participated in the 2013 festival, including one from Melbourne, Australia.
My name's Greta, and my choir is Young Voices of Melbourne. I joined when I was about 5 years old, and I really wanted an opportunity to be able to sing with other people because singing is my favourite thing to do. I've been in the choir for about 10 years now, and looking back, that's probably the best life decision my parents and I made together was to join the choir, because all the opportunities and experiences I've had with this choir has been amazing. This trip has been really life-changing for me. I've found it a really different experience because it's the longest period of time I've been away from my family, but it seems to have almost gone too fast. You know, I was thinking yesterday I could have done this for another month or something. I enjoy it so much. So.
I'm Kira. Music, I think, is a big part of so many people's lives, and being in a choir just enhances your music ability, and you get to meet lots of musical people, and it really extends your kind of contacts, and being in a choir with all these young people is just so much fun, and especially touring is so much fun. Just there's a really big feeling of unity and togetherness, and especially when we're all singing in harmony, and it's just such a fulfilling feeling to be on a stage with lots of people just enjoying what they're doing, like you.
Meg, we all love music so much, so being able to, we all do our own instruments and we all do our own thing in music, but being able to share that together as a group, and we're all around the same age and we come from the same place, so it's just an amazing feeling to share it with other people who understand what you love as well.
I'm Sarah. I joined when I was 8 years old, so I've been singing for about 7 years. Everyone is friends. 11-year-olds are friends with 18-year-olds, so everyone's mixed together, and also that everyone loves music. So we all share this one thing in common, and it really helps us work together. Kanara Mari.
Another group of young singers came from British Columbia, the Coastal Sound Youth Choir.
You're tuned to Montana Public Radio at one of the following stations: KUFN Hamilton 91.9, KPJH Polson 89.5, KUFL Libby 90.5, KGPR Great Falls 89.9, KAPC Butte 91.3, KUKL Kalispell 90.1, KUHM Helena 91.7, KUFM Missoula 89.1, or listen online at mtpr.org.
You're listening to a special program featuring choirs from Missoula's 2013 International Choral Festival. I'm Terry Conrad. We continue our program with Cloudburst by the American composer Eric Whitaker, an unusual and ambitious piece sung by Junges Vokalensemble Hanover, Germany.
Thank you. los ojos abiertos. Hay que soñar con las manos.
Hay que dormir con los ojos abiertos.
Soñemos sueños activos de río, buscando su cauce. Sueño de sol, soñamos sus mundos.
Hay que dormir con los ojos abiertos.
Hay que soñar. My name is Martin Horn, and I'm the liaison for the Swiss choir at the International Choral Festival in Missoula. I'm Swiss, but I've been living in Missoula for the last 11 years, and before I've lived in Chicago. This is a really neat festival. I'm attending for the first time, even though I've lived here for 11 years, and I truly, truly enjoy the colorful performances and also being from somewhere else. You know, I appreciate all this international injection into the local community here, and so it's a wonderful thing, I think.
My name is Samina Sofia Molfetta, with a Switzerland choir called Bündner Jugendchor. At the beginning it was very hard because I was like a soloist and I had to learn how to perform at stage by myself. And with a choir I had to learn how to control my voice, not to be too loud. And it's a nice experience.
The Meng Girls Choir traveled all the way from Nanjing, China, to participate in the festival. Montana Public Radio producer Cherie Newman talked with their conductor. The first question was, how do you pronounce your name?
Di Xian Ten, Meng Girls Choir, from Music College of Nanjing University of the Arts. In 1994, I founded a small group, Ghost Choir. That small one is just eight girls. And later, we gradually became like now, usually we have 56 students together, this time, we came here in 34 students.
Was it challenging to get all the paperwork necessary to come here to the United States from China?
Yes, it's supposed to be very challenging, but for me, it's my second time to join the festival. That was in 2002, my first time to go to Pocatello to join a choral festival. So this is my second time similar festival, so not too difficult actually, but still lots of things have to prepare and organize, yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you have people coming with you that help with that? Do you travel with some of the parents?
No parents, yeah. from music college, we come together, with us. Mm.
That's a lot of girls to be responsible for.
We try to get a good preparation for this trip.
How do you choose your music? What kind of music are you looking for?
I'd like to take a variety of music for our choir. Any music which is very beautiful, I all selected,
Thank you.
At the end of each Missoula International Choral Festival, all the choirs sing together in a grand finale. Nearly 800 voices this time. We'll end with a festival massed choir performing Z. Randall Stroop's Homeland, conducted by Dr. David Edmonds.
Thank you.
Rick Kuschel of the Recording Center in Missoula recorded, mixed, and mastered the choir performances you heard during this program and produced a 2-CD set that features highlights from the 2013 festival, which you can purchase at choralfestival.org. This program was produced by Cherie Newman for Montana Public Radio. I'm Terry Conrad, president of the Missoula International Choral Festival. Thanks for listening, and be sure to join us in July of 2016 for the next Choral Festival, when once again we'll bring the world a little closer through music.
With a choir, you can produce a big amount of different sounds. I really love that, and there's so much passion in it. Well, everybody is singing with something which comes directly from his own body, and that's very personal. Sometimes it really feels like being in heaven, really, like or riding on the waves or something like that.
We have found that you use voicemail. And that's something Finnish people don't do. So we kind of, me and my wife, that stay at a host family. Now that's something that we're going to kind of make a trend setting off. So we'll try to achieve voice mailing in Finland.
I'm having the time of my life.
Thank you for every support for our host and festival director and all the crew who are working for us, and we hope we will maybe come back here in the future.